Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back, everybody. And from everything that you've just heard this morning, I want to focus on just one line. Just one line. Jesus said to his apostles, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while." It's the only line I want to focus on here this morning. My favorite translation of the scriptures makes this commandment even more emphatic, where Jesus says to his apostles, "You must come apart by yourselves and rest for a while." Do you know that's a commandment of Jesus when he said that? It's not formally a commandment, but here's Jesus speaking to his apostles in the imperative because they're too busy. They've been teaching, they've been preaching, they've been walking all about, and they're so busy, the Gospel of Mark tells us that they don't have time even to eat. And so Jesus says, "You must come apart by yourselves and rest." And Jesus' words to his apostles are Jesus' words to you. Now, just two things I want to do here this morning. Just two things I want to do. Number one, we're going to talk about why that commandment is so important. And number two, talk about what we can do to put it into practice, okay? So I'll launch you off this morning with a story. So here's a story about a man named Joshua Bell. He's an American, Joshua Bell, and he's widely considered to be one of the best violinists in the entire world. He was a child prodigy. He made his debut as a teenager, his solo debut in Carnegie Hall in New York City. Joshua Bell's instrument of choice, a 1713 Stradivarius that's estimated to be worth $14 million. So back in 2007, the Washington Post decided to stage an experiment with Joshua Bell. They said, you know, what would happen if we took one of the greatest performers in all the world, together with his $14 million fiddle, put him out in public to perform? What would happen? How would people respond? So one day, they stood him up on the platform of the Union Station Metro down in D.C., where for 45 minutes, Joshua Bell performed five masterpieces of Johann Sebastian Bach to all the thousands of people who walked by just to see what they would do. And what do you think they did? When you've got one of the world's greatest performers performing some of the most beautiful music ever written, how do you think people responded? They just walked right on by. Didn't even break their stride. You know, just a week before he did that, Joshua Bell completed five sold-out nights with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. People who had lined up for hours to hear him play, average ticket price north of $100 a seat, and that's 15 years ago. But when he went head-to-head with DC Rush Hour, it was no contest. They put it all on video. You can watch it if you're interested. Most touching little moment is this little child, they captured this on video, this little child stops in his tracks, mesmerized at the beauty of what he's hearing, his face gazing upward at the violinist, until his mother comes along and grabs him by the hand and pulls him away, and you can see the child's neck craning to try to continue listening. So the question here to ask this morning is why? Why did that happen? You could say, hey, you know, people are busy, people got places to go. I bet you can think of a half a dozen stunts you could perform on the platform of a DC Metro during rush hour, and people would somehow find the time to watch, right? They'd somehow find the time. I'm sure you could do that. But when it's the most sublime music, when it's something truly beautiful, everybody's in a hurry. Why is that the case? Well, Pope Benedict XVI actually wrote about this, and this is what he said. He said, when you're too busy to rest in the Lord, you become deaf to the sound of God's voice. When you're too busy to rest in the Lord. You become blind to eternal things. That's why Jesus said to his apostles, you must come apart by yourselves and rest for a while. Now understand, when Jesus says to his apostles, come apart by yourselves and rest, he means rest in him. He doesn't say, you got to come apart by yourselves and chill out. He doesn't say, y'all take a 3-day weekend, I'll meet up with you again on Monday. No. Come apart by yourselves and rest. And when he says rest, he means rest in him. Now that's good news. Because if the commandment of Jesus here was just everybody do less work, right? Everybody just be less busy. You couldn't do that. I can't do that either, right? But everybody must find a way to rest in the Lord, and it restores your soul. This is what I like to call the spirit of the Sabbath day. You want to restore your life? You want to restore your family? You want to restore your parish? You want to restore your church? Rediscover what's meant by the spirit of the Sabbath day. You know, back in 63 BC, the Roman general Pompey conquered the people of Israel. And he noticed three things in Israel that he'd never seen before anywhere else in all the world. First, they had a temple in Jerusalem that had no images in it whatsoever. He'd never seen that before. Number two, they had a lake in Israel that was so salty that you couldn't sink. It's the Dead Sea. If you've ever been there, it's amazing. You float on top of it just like you're made out of cork. And the third thing, he said, these people have a day of the week in which nobody does any work. And what was he describing? He was describing the Jewish Sabbath day. Here's something you might not realize. The whole idea of a Sabbath day, the whole idea of a day off, that was something that comes to us down through the Jewish people. It's utterly unprecedented in all the nations and all the cultures of the world that there would ever be such thing as a dedicated day off. I mean, we take the weekend for granted, right? We've grown up with the weekend, but you ever stop to realize that the weekend was God's idea? Because what's a weekend but the Christian Sabbath day combined with the Jewish Sabbath day? The very first thing God did when he called his people to himself out of Egypt was to establish a Sabbath day. Why? Because they needed time dedicated to God in order to rest in him, in order to remember who they were. And you've heard the story before from the book of Exodus, where Moses goes to Pharaoh down in Egypt land, and what does he say? He says, let my people go. You've heard the story before, right? Here's the trouble. Go back to the book of Exodus and read what the real Moses said to the real Pharaoh. He didn't just say, let my people go. What Moses said was, thus says the Lord, let my people go worship me. That was what Moses asked for Pharaoh. And that's what got him in so much trouble. Let my people go for a day and worship me. And Pharaoh said, what? You want a day off to go and worship your God? Do you have any idea what that's going to do to the economy of Egypt? Tell you what I'm going to do for you, Moses. I'm going to give you even more work to do. I'm going to give you and your people so much work that you won't have time to hear the word of God. Sound familiar? That's what the secular world tries to do to your spirit of devotion. It's why, brothers and sisters, it's so important that we take time to remember God. That's what God came to set his people free from. Because you know what the spirit of the Sabbath means? It means filling your life with things that remind you of God, because you need to be reminded. Of course, the anchor of it is Sunday Mass. Okay, so here we are. This is wonderful. It's great. But don't let it stop there. It's not enough. It's not enough just to come to worship God once a week. And yes, the Lord's Day falls every single week. That's why it's a solemn obligation to be here. But you want to remember the Lord every day. You know when you love somebody, don't you fill your life with little reminders of them? Of course you do. I mean, I don't know if people still carry photographs in their wallet, right? Maybe these days everything's on a cell phone. You know, but once upon a time, you know, you love somebody, you keep a photograph in your wallet, or maybe you'd have a photo on the wall or a photograph in the place of work. Do you remind yourself of the one you love all throughout the day? That's the spirit of the Sabbath. We need to do that every day. We have to call time out every single day and dedicate time to God in prayer. You need that. I got here at 5 a.m. this morning. 5 a.m. Why? Because I know that my day is going to gallop away ahead of me. And if I don't take time to remember God, I'm not going to do it at all. You got to find a way to do that. Find a way to have reminders of God's presence all throughout your day. It could be holy pictures on your wall, a crucifix on your wall, or perhaps mounted on your car. Things that you need. Things that remind you of God. This is how we live in His presence. Because you know what happens if you forget God's presence? Your soul becomes depleted. Depleted. You know, when I was a little boy and the snow would fall in the winter, I'd grab myself a shovel and I'd go all around town shoveling people's driveways to make an extra buck. By the end of the day, I was exhausted. I fell right to bed like I was made out of rock. But you wake up the next morning, you're perfectly fine, right? That's physical exhaustion. I'm talking about something else. Depletion. You don't ever want it to happen to you. You know what it means to be depleted? It means that all the vacations in the world don't help. All the days off that you can line up don't help. Afternoons, evenings, trips, doesn't help. You've got an anxiety tearing at your soul that nothing in this world can fix. You know what's causing that? You're forgetting God's presence. Don't let it happen to you. Remember the spirit of the Sabbath. You've got to keep going. People are counting on you. Back in 1998, Pope John Paul II, he wrote a letter called Dies Domini. It was on this very same subject. And he said, we need rest in our modern world in a way that nobody in the past ever needed it, because we got stuff to deal with that past generations never had to deal with. Like, you can flip a switch, flood your room with light, right? The incandescent light bulb that succeeded in extending our work day. Back in the day, the sun went down, your day was over. What do you do now? You keep on working. And then he said, you got the telephone ringing and you got the emails rushing in and you got the 24-hour news cycle and it tears you apart. We need more than ever before to remember the spirit of the Sabbath. Remember it. But only you can choose to do it. Hear our Lord's commandment today and take this to heart. You must come apart by yourselves and rest, because He has made us for Himself. And our hearts are going to be restless until they rest in Him. Amen.